Computer Zone episode number 102 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another edition of the Computer Zone. Doc Pearson with you today. We've got a great show planned for you today. We're going to talk about touching up old photos in Adobe Photoshop CS. We're also going to talk about starting your first podcast, and in our sci-fi DVD review today, we're going to talk about the DVD Taken, the miniseries that was on sci-fi. So stay tuned. We've got a lot of fun stuff planned. Glad you joined me.
That does not compute.
It's the frozen food for gourmet gringos. Mama Mucho's frozen Mexican dinners. They're the frozen masterpieces of old Mexico. The banquet halls of the ancient Tropic Americas are now only as far away as your freezer. Try all the combination plates of Mama Mucho. Tortillas. Tostados. Frijoles. Tacos. Jubo's Rancheros. Meat and bean enchiladas. And all the combinations include powdered Menudo soup and quick puff sofa pillows. Just pop them in the oven and presto, you're a conquistador.
I've really never tasted anything like this before. What is it?
It's Mama Mucho's frozen Mexican dinners. You will swear you hear the refried thunder of Montezuma himself. It's the old recipes from old Mexico. Of course, it's all new food. If you've never tasted real Mexican food, it's about time for you to try Mama Mucho's. Fresh, quick, and muy frozen for you.
Welcome to another edition of the Computer Zone. Glad that you joined me again today for another exciting program. We're going to talk about a lot of exciting things. Like I said, we're going to talk about, first of all, restoring old photos, and we're going to talk about how you can create your first podcast. So I know there's a lot of people out there listening. I was very surprised after the first episode I put up there last week how many downloads I got in just 1 week. There's a lot of people out there looking for interesting podcasts, and I've learned a lot the first week or so that I've done this. I'm going to keep passing that information on to you. First thing I did is I went out and bought a new mic, and I think that's made a big difference. It's got a little bit better sound to it than a little cheapy headset, Logitech headphone and headset I had bought over at Walmart for about $19. If you guys listen to this very much, you might think I walk around Walmart a lot, but I actually try to avoid that store because it seems like there always seems to be a crying baby at that store. Every time I'm at Walmart, I can guarantee you I will hear a crying baby. So I try to avoid that if at all possible. So, but we've got some fun stuff we're going to talk about today along with podcasting. In my sci-fi movie review today, I'm going to talk about Steven Spielberg's critically acclaimed Taken that was on the Sci-Fi Channel a year or two ago. That's out on DVD now, and if you're looking for a fun DVD title to add to your library, I would say that's definitely worth it, and we're going to talk a little bit about that a little bit later in the program. You've probably heard some of these wacky commercials that I've been playing too, and I've been putting them on there just as kind of a tribute to Stephen B. and the Hawk. They're a former radio DJ team in Denver. I think they were in the 70s or 80s, and when I first got into radio in the 80s, I used to love listening to the Whamco commercials and was able to find some of those, so those are pretty entertaining. And I'll put those in from time to time along with some other interesting, strange things that I find out there, and I just like to share that kind of stuff with you. So I'll add stuff from time to time to the broadcast so that you guys can enjoy that too. But today we're going to talk about touching up old photos with Adobe Photoshop. And the one thing that I like about Adobe Photoshop CS is its ability to touch up old photos, and it's a really good program for that. It works really well, and I enjoy it, and I like using it. My current day job, what I do is I teach, and one thing that I like to teach is Adobe Photoshop because it's such a fun program, and it's a really good program for touching up old photos. And I had a student this past week that was able to take a picture that he had that was very special to him. It was a picture that was taken with him and his wife before his wife had passed away, and it had shown some wear and tear. A piece of his eye was missing, a good half of his eye. Also, it was missing A lot of his hair in the photo was gone. There were big, huge scratches and rips through the photo. I mean, it really, really was in tough shape, and he wasn't sure if he could do anything with it. But we thought we'd give it a shot, so we used Adobe Photoshop CS for that. And it is a little bit hard to use or hard to get a handle on at first. But what I think you'll find out if you work with it is it's just a really great program for doing all photo touch-ups and things like that. And there's a couple of really neat tools that we used. One of them was called a healing brush tip. And if you get into, if you scan an old photo in, you're going to find that what you could do, of course, you remember with Photoshop, you're going to create layers. Layers, I think of layers in Photoshop as just like clear plastic layers. It's like a copy of the original. You can modify the layers or the copies, and you're not going to really hurt the original. Of course, you have the original, you know, usually a hard copy anyway, or you should always back that up. But the one nice thing that you can do, there's two tools we used when we did that. What we did is we used the healing brush tool. We were able to take that. You use the Alt key on the PC, and you can also use, I think, the Apple key on the Apple. What you do is you're going to take a little piece of that picture. What you need to do is find a piece of that picture that looks a little bit, you want a part of that photo that looks as close to the piece that's missing, and you want to make a little clone or a stamp of that, and you're going to take that Alt key or Apple key and click on the photo, and you're going to make a nice, you're going to put your cursor over that part that isn't the blemish, and then you can go ahead and use the healing tool to go around and kind of brush the bad part out of it. And this isn't a visual show, but you'll have to realize that it's a really good tool to use. And you can use that. You can also use a lot of the stamp tool, where you will take a stamp of the image and you'll work your way through it. Do a Google search for you know, touching up old photos with Adobe Photoshop CS, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But it's really easy to do. We cleaned up an old picture in about 2 to 3 hours, and you know, a lot of people thought that picture was pretty much shot, and by going through it and doing just a few nice things, we were able to clean that picture up and give that guy you know, a family memory he could pass on to the rest of his family. So I'm sure you've got an attic or a storage shed or something full of old photos, and you'd like to restore Grandma and Grandpa's picture or whatever else you have out there. I would definitely say you should pick up a copy of Adobe Photoshop CS. If you're looking for more information on that, there's a great video podcast out there that I enjoy. It's made by a gentleman by the name of Scott Kelby. He is one of the editors of Adobe Photoshop Magazine, I believe. He does a video podcast, so do a search for Scott and then the last name Kelby, K-E-L-B-Y. And under video podcasts, they do a weekly video podcast that kind of walks you through these tutorials step by step. So check it out. Stay tuned. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about starting your first podcast right after this.
Sit down, Radio Land, and get ready. It's that time again. Time to neglect your friends and family and forsake your hobbies and home projects. It's time for nonstop radio listening to win prizes you never even believed you could pay the sales tax on. And maybe you can't, but who cares? Not us. All we care about is that you're a big winner. And here's all you have to do to win.
Write your name, address, and phone number on a 3x5 index card and send it to the Gargantuan Colossus Mega Super Hyperdrive Contest. After your entry arrives, we'll send you back a 5-digit index identification number. Then it's your job to pick one of those 5 numbers. Then all you have to do is scratch that number with a coin or fingernail and sniff for the smell of rosebuds. If the scent on your number is rosebuds, you're on your way. Just take your car to the Knicks midnight showing of Citizen Kane. Then if you spot our man in a trench coat and looks like Orson Welles, walk up to him and say, I listen to the Get Down sounds of Gargantuan Colossus Mega Super Hypertripe Radio.
If he's the right Gargantuan, he'll give you a location of a pay telephone booth where you'll go and wait for a call from our all-night disc jockey, who will then give you the license plate number of a 72 green and blue Cadillac parked in a parking lot at an undisclosed fast food chain restaurant. Find him, and all you have to do is reach into his shirt pocket. If he's the right person, you'll find a winning stud from a horse race held somewhere in the United States that day. If the index ID number you picked matches up with that horse, you win, and it's all yours.
Sales and excise tax subject to state and county regulations. All tariffs and penalties must be paid by participant. No one under 18 eligible without written parental consent.
It's the Gargantuan Colossus Mega Super Hyper Tripe Radio Contest. Void where prohibited. Like on this station.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Computer accessed.
Doc Pearson back with you again. Glad you joined me. Yeah, I'm still learning. The setup I got going here. And I'm going to teach you about podcasting today. So we're going to talk a little bit about podcasting, how you can be a podcaster, and maybe you can join the exciting world of podcasting. One thing you don't want to do is what I just did there, is, just kind of goof up one of your intros. But I am still learning, but it is fun, and that is the main thing that we're trying to have with fun. One thing I like about podcasting is you can have a lot of fun with like sound effects and things like that you just heard there, and other things, you know, you can just be creative. I was in radio quite a few years ago now, over 10 years ago. One thing I got burned out in radio is they were too corporate. They only wanted to do things that would make money for them, which, you know, made sense. They're in radio. And most of the stuff you hear on radio today are things that are making money. They're not most people who own radio stations. They're spending, even in a small market, $1 million or more for a radio station. And if something's not making money, they're not going to put it on the air. So the one thing I like about podcasting, we don't really care about making money in the podcast world. All we want to do is have fun and be creative and just have a good time. So that's the one thing I really enjoy. You see some of the most creative things happening in media today, I think, in podcasting, in video podcasting, and also with audio podcasting. And I've had a lot of fun listening to a lot of the different programs out there, and it's just a great thing that is going on right now. And I appreciate Adam Curry for all the work he's done to get this going, and then also Steve Jobs at Apple for jumping on the podcast bandwagon and creating a little iPod unit that everybody enjoys, and being able to download these programs to your iPod and listen to them while you work out or while you're at work or in your car. A lot of these programs, what I do is even just burn them on CD. CDs are cheap, about 10 cents or 5 cents each now. Just take a program and I'll burn it on CD before I go into the office. I've got about 45 minute to an hour commute, and I'm very burnt out on radio. I've even had satellite radio, but satellite radio gets old after a while because it sounds just like regular radio, only they can cuss and swear and do some things like that. But after a while, that gets old too. And some of the most exciting stuff you're going to find is in the world of podcasting. So I want to pass a few things along to you that I've learned the first few weeks I've been doing this. And one thing you want to do, I think, is go out and if you got a music store in your neighborhood, I went to this great place where I live called Guitar World. And Guitar World is a place for musicians, but they know a lot about audio. So go into a place like that and take a look at what they have. I picked up a really nice mic and headphone combination, and I'm really impressed with the way this mic sounds compared to the one I used last week. Again, you can use the little cheap headphone headset mics. I think they sound okay, but if you upgrade just a little bit, it only cost me about $50 to get a real nice full quality mic, and you can just get the little connector that goes with that, put it into your computer and in the mic input jack, and it sounds a lot better. And I think it gives you some more options that way too. It lets things sound a little bit better. So you want to definitely upgrade your mic. Try to get a decent set of headphones if you can, just because it's nice to listen to it, or a good set of speakers to listen to it so you can hear it. Give your podcast a critical listen. Some of the podcasts I've listened to sound a little tinny, or they have kind of a bad sound quality to them. I think it's a good idea to upgrade your mic. The other thing that I've been using that I just love, I read it on some of the helpful hints on some of the people that wrote little blogs about podcasting. There's a great program that works on every platform out there. It's called Audacity, and I'm using it right now. I'm using the beta version 1.3. You can go out and download that for free. You don't have to spend $300 or $400 for an audio editing program. This does multiple tracks, which is really great. You know, if you want to, you know, put in some sound effects and do some other things, and you can do that with Audacity. Just do a Google search again on that. I think it's audacity.sourceforge.net, or just look for Audacity. That's Audacity. And download that and give it a try. It's a real easy program to pick up. It doesn't take you much time at all. Just make sure you got your mic inputs configured right. So you can use that. And then another program that I actually went ahead and purchased was the QuickTime Pro Edition, the audio. You know, when you play your different clips and things like that, it's nice to have a nice program like QuickTime. You can also capture clips and different things like that with QuickTime Pro. and it's they've got a real nice little editing program. And I know it's made for Macintosh. I actually use it on Windows, and the Windows version works great. I'm editing with XP, and I would say you probably want to have XP on your machine because it's the most stable of all the Microsoft platforms out there. I hope anybody's not running Windows 95, 98, or ME. Those software programs are pretty much obsolete anymore, I think. So you might want to upgrade to XP for an operating system. And I know on a Macintosh, you can use OS 10, and there's some nice built-in tools there. If you're running a Mac, you can run a program like GarageBand, which is a really good program for doing sound editing. And you can also use QuickTime Pro. And there's a really great program for getting audio off your PC called Hijack Pro, which is a lot of fun to use. So I think you might want to try that one too. The other thing I'm going to start adding in the next couple weeks to my podcast is some interviews. And the one thing I read is a lot of people are using Skype for that. You can go to skype.com and set up a free Skype account. You can call Skype other users free with Skype, you know, so if they both have PCs, you can talk and do kind of a voice over IP with that. You can also call a landline with that. But the one thing is you got to record that audio, and a lot of people are using a program called Hot Recorder, and that works out pretty well for doing that. But just do a Google search again on podcasting or getting started with your first podcast, and I think you're going to find a lot of good, interesting information. I hope this little bit of information helped you out. And stick around. We're going to be right back with a DVD or sci-fi DVD review. We always end with that. And today we're going to talk about Steven Spielberg's Taken. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Skype Call Testing Service. After the beep, please record a message of up to 10 seconds. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
My mother always talked to me a lot about the sky. She liked to watch the clouds in the day and the stars at night, especially the stars. We would play a game sometimes, a game called What's Beyond the Sky. We would imagine darkness, or a blinding light, or something else that we didn't know how to name. But of course, that was just a game. There's nothing beyond the sky. The sky just is, and it goes on and on, and we play all of our games beneath it.
Gunners, give short bursts when they're in range. Do not waste ammunition.
Man, it's 12 o'clock. Watch out, they'll come back around.
There's one.
Here he comes, watch out. That was too close.
Roger that.
All the audio you're hearing there is from the DVD entitled Taken by Steven Spielberg, or it's actually Steven Spielberg Presents Taken. It is the critically acclaimed epic event that was on the Sci-Fi Channel a couple years ago. That is out on DVD right now, and I'd say you probably want to add this one to your collection. It's a very good UFO story. It basically follows three families, four generations, or 50 years, and it gets into the UFO movement with a cool story about Roswell, New Mexico, and some of the other really neat stories about extraterrestrials and kids with psychic powers and all kinds of wild things. It is kind of a Band of Brothers type thing where it starts out with a guy in World War II, and then it works. It actually follows the family, so there's not a lot of World War II stuff in there. Some really cool stuff in there about Area 51 and about different things like that. So I think if you get a chance, definitely check out the DVD Taken. You can pick it up on Amazon from anywhere from $40 to $60 or $75. I think there's six DVDs in the set. It is produced by DreamWorks Home Entertainment and the Sci-Fi Channel, and it's an excellent, excellent DVD set. So if you get a chance to check it out, you definitely want it. It stars some pretty famous people like Dakota Fanning and some other people you're definitely going to recognize in it. And it's a nice set to get on DVD because you can sit there and watch it on a rainy afternoon or something and watch it. And it has some great music, great sound effects, great special effects. It was actually directed by Tobe Hooper, which is, you might remember that name from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre a few years ago. And he's also done a lot of other movies too, but this is probably one of his better ones. You might want to check it out. So take a look at Steven Spielberg Presents Taken on DVD. And that is it for the Computer Zone today. Appreciate you joining us. We'll be again next week on another podcast. Thanks for listening to the show.